What do you mean you can't do anything right? What are you talking about? Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, I think I missed something here. You just came in here, threw your stuff down, and started talking about how you can't do anything right. I'm a little lost. Catch me up, and then we can pick up there, okay? What happened? Okay, so you were doing a presentation at work, yeah? Okay, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, okay? I got it. Well, what did your bosses say? They were fine with it. So what? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to simplify things. I just don't understand what the problem is. It wasn't the presentation you wanted to give. I know that feeling all too well, my love. Okay. Did anyone else say anything negative to you? They asked why things changed. Okay. That's not negative. It's just a question, just saying. But I can see how it can be taken that way. So what is the outcome? What's going to happen now? Are they going to implement the project? Well, that's good. They are. But not the way you'd originally envisioned. Okay. Fair. All right. I understand how you feel. When things don't go our way, it feels awful, especially when we put in as much time and work as you have on this. And all I can say is what you're feeling is perfectly valid, and you have every right to feel that way. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I try to cheer you up a little bit? No, not that way. Silly. No, I want to point out a few things, but this in no way invalidates what you are feeling. I just want to give you a different perspective, okay? And you can tell me to shut up and go away at any time. Okay. You know this project inside out and sideways, right? I mean, you've worked on it so many hours. There must be a reason when you got up there that you went the track that you did. Something changed in your mind in terms of what was best for the project. And it must have been a good thing because they went the way you wanted them to. And if I remember correctly, the things that you changed were some of the things you were concerned that they wouldn't like. So I don't think it's a case of you can't do anything right, because I know for a fact that's not true. You're one of the most competent and capable people that I know. I think it's a case of you made a last-minute decision based on a gut feeling, and it panned out. But because you're a planner, and you have to think ahead and know exactly what's happening at every given moment, it feels like you screwed something up. And I understand that, because I'm the same way. But the reality is, you probably just saved that project, because you saw the pitfalls early enough to fix them. That's not screwing things up. It's a different perspective because it's not the one you're sitting in. It's a little easier to see it from the outside. You did everything right, okay? Why do I see this way? Because I see you the way you should see you, but you don't see you. You have your own version of you. I have my version of you, and it seems to be more accurate. What is my version of you? Okay. Well, my version of you is, like I said, competent and capable, crazy smart, like brilliant smart, caring, compassionate, sweet, always thinking ahead, always trying to improve, always trying to be better than they were. That's my version of you. And the best thing of all, my version of you seems to think that the version of me that I see is A-okay. See how that works? Goes both ways. No, I'm not delusional. I just know how amazing you are. And I know that you get stuck in your own head sometimes. It happens. We all do it. But you have to be able to get out of it. And that's my job, to help you see that. You did not fuck anything up. You do not fuck anything up. You always figure out the right thing to do, the right thing to say, because you genuinely care. And that's huge. It's rare nowadays. You are rare in the best possible way. I can't tell you how much that means. I know it's all mushy and sappy for you, but I think you need mushy and sappy right now. You came in here in a storm cloud. I need to put the sunshine back. And no, I'm not blowing it up your ass. I'm telling you the truth and bringing the sunshine where it needs to be, which is all around you. In time, with a little perspective, you will see that you made the right decision. That you had a gut instinct and you followed it because you know what you're doing and you're good at what you do. Okay? Trust that. So, for right now, you feel kind of shitty, and I understand that, and you have every right to, because that's how you feel, and I'm not going to tell you it's wrong, because it's not. But I am going to tell you that with a little perspective, you may not feel like that. And I hope you don't feel like that, because feeling shitty is not good. Doesn't feel very good. Right? You are amazing, my love. You are. You just are. And one of these days, you will see it. But not in a way that's going to, you know, give you a big head or anything, because that's another thing that I love about you, is that you're humble. Almost to a fault. Okay? I love you for the epic human being that you are. No more, no less. And clearly, your bosses see the epicness too, because they went for what you proposed. No questions asked, by the sounds of things. That's a huge win. You deserve it. You earned it. You did not fuck it up. Okay? Yeah. It's kind of part of the job. Yeah. Comes with the job description, I'm told. This whole girlfriend thing. Making sure that you know how incredible you are. I like that part. And I will do this as much as you need. Absolutely. Any chance I get to tell you how epic and awesome you are, I'm in. Feel better? Yeah. All right. Let's celebrate your success. Okay? Why don't we get dressed up? We'll go have dinner. Maybe catch a movie. Do something fun. Okay? Just you and me. And we will celebrate your success and how amazing you are. And I will spend the entire night showing you just how amazing you are.
Go get changed, silly.